This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations are down after nearly hitting a yearly high last week. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The number of patients hospitalized with confirmed cases fell to 267. A year ago at this time, the state recorded 440 COVID-19 hospitalizations, which turned out to be the peak for last fall and winter. The percent of people testing positive for the virus in ERs is at 2%, far below double-digit peaks earlier in the pandemic. By far, most utilities report increasing levels of the virus detected in wastewater, a signal of ongoing high levels of transmission. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has banned a controversial type of poison trap used to kill predators on public land. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The M44 is a spring-loaded device that's staked into the ground and loaded with a cyanide capsule. The trap is then baited to attract predators, and when they bite, they get a cloud of poison. Wildlife agents use the traps to kill animals like coyotes that prey on livestock, but the traps have also poisoned people, pets, and other animals, and are already banned in wilderness areas and national parks. Pending legislation could outlaw the traps on all public land. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Sports Illustrated has selected University of Colorado head football coach Deion Sanders as its Sports Person of the Year. The magazine credits Sanders with changing the identities of CU and the Boulder community since he joined the Buffs this season. The team finished their season last week with 4 wins and 8 losses. This is CPR News.